Every fashion designer wants to create an illusion, create things that disturb, fascinate people. I survived on unemployment benefit. I bought all my fabrics with my doll money. You step me forward if you play safe.
You really do piss a lot of people off.
Alexander McQueen was a larger-than-life character, the youngest of six children. He could have been a taxi driver like his father. Instead, he became one of the world's most celebrated designers, dressing the likes of Lady Gaga, Madonna, Kate Middleton and Michelle Obama. A new exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria celebrates the work of a British trailblazer. And the museum's Katie Somerville is here to tell you all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pretty exciting exhibition. Alexander McQueen didn't grow up around designer clothes. He was working class. He grew up in public housing, you know, that extract we just heard there, you know, buying materials with his doll check. How did he end up dressing some of the most glamorous people in the world?
He was an incredibly brave young man. You know, he left school early, got himself an apprenticeship on Savile Row, one of the oldest kind of slow fashion industries in the world, really, learning how to make things the traditional way. But before long, his kind of natural, rebellious, innovative nature came to the fore, and he took that incredible knowledge of the history and technique of clothing and pushed it in brave new directions, creating whole new silhouettes and garments that kind of shifted the whole nature of what we understand about contemporary fashion.
Just describe his fashion style. What kind of aesthetic did he bring to the runway?
It was challenging. It was, he felt very strongly that, you know, he was communicating through clothes. That was, you know, he was effectively an artist and his medium happened to be the wearable. So he wasn't interested in making pretty, floaty, meaningless things that you kind of don't take any notice of. He wanted to sort of push people's emotions. So that meant that sometimes the clothes were very confrontational. The tailoring was really sharp and acute, and he played with proportions on the body. One of his most notorious garments in the mid-90s was this thing called the bumpster, basically the very low cut trouser. And this was not so much a sort of a point of being rebellion for the sake of it. It was playing with proportions of the body, looking at what he felt to be one of the most beautiful erogenous zones on a male or female body, which is the lower back, and kind of cutting a garment so that it showed that elongation of the body and emphasised a whole new part that we weren't used to focusing on.
That's really interesting. At 16, he started, as you say, as an apprentice tailor, and then he became like this creative director and across so many labels. Talk to me about the way he got noticed.
Yeah, look, I think it was for his bravery, his uncompromising nature, and he was truly a visionary, I guess. It was more than just the clothing. He would often start with the concept for how he wanted to present the catwalk, the runway, and often these were more performances than runway. So he had a very strong narrative urge. You know, storytelling was a big part of what he did. So once he'd kind of conjured up this idea for the ultimate sort of story that he wanted to tell the collection, he'd then execute it through the clothes. So people were really carried away by the power of what he could do in terms of communicating with clothes. And as you say, as a very young man, only 26, he was tapped for the job at, you know, one of the ultimate Paris couture houses at Givenchy. So he and his young team, you know, he collaborated widely with a whole group of like-minded, incredibly talented young British makers, designers, jewellery, photographers, musicians, went off literally kind of house-sitting together in Paris and really shook things up there.
The exhibition is called McQueen Mind, Mythos, Muse. Tell me about the pieces in this exhibition that you find the most interesting.
I think the exhibition is interesting in that we don't take the traditional kind of comprehensive retrospective approach. What we're trying to understand and share with people is how he worked creatively. So we kind of focus in on particular collections and link them actually with artworks from our collection and that of the partner organisation, the LACMA Museum, which is the LA County Museum. They have an amazing collection of McQueen, as do we. So we've joined forces to present 120 works in total with 80 artworks. And the artworks serve as a way of us helping people sort of illustrate his inspiration sources. Like any artist, he drew on the work of other artists, popular culture, music, film, history. And so through paintings, sculptures, cinema, photography, we're able to actually extrapolate all these ideas. And there are some really magical moments where we bring these objects together, you know, fantastic piece from one of his 1996 collection paired with, for instance, a William Morris textile. So looking at textiles, looking at silhouette, you know, historical costumes and where he draws ideas from that, but equally film. Something like The Hunger, which was inspired by, of course, the, you know, very famous film, and many other moments like that where there's this great synergy between his artistic vision and those of other artists.
He was a creative genius, but his life was really tragic in so many ways, and it's a bit of a familiar story, isn't it? He died by suicide. He struggled with eating disorders, anxiety, depression. He abused drugs. How did those dark aspects of his life influence his fashion?
Well, I think, yeah, they absolutely did. You know, I sort of spoke about the fact he was an amazing storyteller, and some of the stories he told were actually very personal ones about his own family background. He had a Scottish ancestry, so he'd explore the sort of darker aspects of Scottish history. But also, I suppose, you know, one of the main collections where he signalled, in a way, the churn, the overconsumption and the demands of the fashion industry was 2009 collection called Horn of Plenty, where he really pushed back against the sort of excess of the fashion industry and what he saw to be the sort of almost ridiculous nature of it. And he, in the set for that particular runway, he piled up past aspects of sets he's used from previous collections, big pile of black rubbish in the centre of the stage, and the makeup on the models was very Lee Bowery-esque, very kind of clown-like, and he sort of plundered his own earlier designs and revisited them and made a statement about the kind of circularity of it all.
Katie, it sounds amazing. Thank you so much for coming in.
My absolute pleasure.
Katie Somerville is the National Gallery Victoria's Senior Curator of Fashion and Textiles, and the NGV exhibition McQueen Mind Mythos Muse opens this Sunday.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.